93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A savage murder. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Turkey's president calls the killing of a journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Fox's Simon Owen, monitoring live from London.
Dave, 3 weeks after Jamal Khashoggi disappeared, Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying evidence gathered by Turkish investigators points to a very cruel murder. Speaking to lawmakers of the Turkish parliament, Erdogan saying there are strong signs that the killing was planned for days in advance, contradicting Saudi Arabia's story that the journalist died in a brawl. Erdogan saying Turkey wants answers on who ordered the killing. He said blaming a few intelligence members will not satisfy us. Dave?
Simon, President Trump has said he's not satisfied with the Saudi account of what happened. He again last night called the thousands of Central American migrants headed to the U.S. border an assault on our country.
And in that caravan, you have some very bad people. You have some very bad people. And we can't let that happen to our country, and it's not.
And he also railed against Democrats at a rally in Houston, Texas.
They're against law enforcement. They're totally against ICE and law enforcement. They're against your military, and they're not good to your vets.
Now, former President Obama was out firing up Democrats in Nevada.
This November's elections are more important than any I can remember in my lifetime, and that includes when I was on the ballot.
Who tried to bomb a billionaire liberal philanthropist? A suspicious device found in the mailbox outside George Soros' home in suburban New York City.
The FBI tweeting, there is no threat to public safety. Right-wing groups have frequently criticized the 88-year-old, a major donor to the Democratic Party, who spent billions of his own money funding human rights projects and liberal democratic ventures.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. A police officer has died in South Carolina more than 2 weeks after Farrah Turner was shot in an ambush on law enforcement in Florence County. Another officer was killed the day of the attack. The gunman accused gunman's in custody. This is Fox News.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
The polls open across America 2 weeks from today, though many people will stay home because they already voted.
About 40% of midterm election voters are expected to vote early. Many already have in states allowing voting weeks before Election Day.
I think the goo-goos, the good government types, very strongly believe that early voting is good because it expands the electorate and increases the opportunity. The political scientist will tell you that it actually doesn't really increase turnout.
But Fox News Decision Desk Director Arne in Michigan expects early voting to continue to expand. Both parties are courting early voters in hopes of guaranteeing support ahead of Election Day. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
They're bracing for a hurricane today on the Mexico Pacific coast. Willa is a Category 4 storm with 130-mile-an-hour wind. Forecasters say life-threatening storm surge, wind, and rainfall is coming in areas that are fishing villages and even some resorts as well. There's a manhunter on the University of Utah for the gunman accused of shooting a student outside a dorm. Her body found in a car last night.
We do have law enforcement, multiple agencies who are here responding and assisting at this point in time.
It's University Police Lieutenant Brian Wallen. He says the campus is secure, no longer on lockdown. The suspect, Melvin Rowland, is a registered sex offender, but he and the student had a prior relationship. It is not looking good on Wall Street. A sell-off is in the works. Dow futures down nearly 400 the day after the Dow dropped 126 points. So it's much more pleasant to dream about striking it rich than watching the 401k shrink. And tonight, someone could be a mega millionaire if they pick the right six numbers.
I will pick my numbers off my lucky horoscope.
But I just have them pick it for me. If I'm going to win, I'm going to let them pick, you know?
The Mega Millions jackpot's $1.6 billion, but most winners choose the cash option, which after taxes would be about a half billion. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Local news with Jamie Monticelli. Brought to you this morning by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingandAC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No injuries were reported after a report of shots fired in West Champaign. Police said at about 4:30 p.m. yesterday, officers were called out on a report of shots fired near Centennial High School, near the intersection of West John Street and Crescent Drive. No word of any arrests. Police are investigating an armed robbery near the U of I campus. An 18-year-old man said he was in the 800 block of West Green Street mid-morning Sunday when a man grabbed him and put a knife to his throat. The victim said the armed robber kept the knife there while taking electronic equipment and cash and left the scene. The State Department of Transportation is running a contest to choose the best ideas for electronic billboard sign statements. WAND says the statements are meant to remind people driving about decisions that can cause fatal wrecks. You can submit ideas online. IDOT will announce the winning ideas early next year. There will be six winners. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at ABCHeatingandAC.com.
Here we go into our, what is this, Tuesday show. Sometimes I have to look at the date.
Uh-huh, October 23rd.
Yeah, so week from tomorrow's Halloween, week from Thursday's November. As we count down 2018, here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Florist from Simple is simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Sunny today, gusts as high as 17 miles per hour. Today's high 56, down to 32. Now up to 54 tomorrow with the sunshine again. Clear on Wednesday evening with a low 34. More clouds on Thursday with a high 51. A 30% chance of showers in the morning on Friday's forecast with a high 52. We're currently at 39 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, good to have you listening. Thank you very much. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey. Off we go into our Tuesday show. Lots to discuss here this morning on the program. We got Dancing with the Stars coming up Friday night. That's a sellout again. It's for the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Jerry and Christy Ramshaw kind of are the 365-day coordinators. Of course, Sam Banks we've had on many times. Anyway, going to be fun Friday night. Diane and I will be there. Looking forward to that. Friday night for the Dancing with the Stars. It's the best fundraiser from the standpoint of bottom line that Champaign-Urbana has ever seen, with $200,000 to $300,000 raised with this event. It's unbelievable. Okay, early voting points to maybe warning signs to the GOP. Early voting numbers show a dramatic increase in voter engagement in this year's midterm elections compared with 2014 totals. And preliminary turnout results in some states are sending Republicans renewed warnings of a so-called blue wave. Political strategist from the Impact Group is Tom Speaks, Hudson, Ohio. Tom, good to have you back. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Tom, great. Okay. Maybe we do have the blue wave, huh?
I think that there may be a lot of hype about the blue wave.
I have said many times I'm not buying anything for a minute. I was told Hillary was going to win 99% chance, and the left hasn't recovered yet. So what do you think will really happen 2 weeks from today?
I think, I mean, obviously there's a big disclaimer. What the polling world doesn't want to tell you is that the whole polling industry is changing. With the people's propensity to not answer landlines, very difficult to get people on the phone. The whole industry is attempting to understand how to properly assess people. So having said all of that, it's interesting. The trends seem to be that things are going a little in the Democrats' favor. They need to get 23 more seats in the House to win the House. It'll be difficult for Republicans to hold that off entirely. I would anticipate a blue ebb. I think they're probably going to take the House. I think the Senate is going to go increase in its Republican majority when it's all said and done.
A little fuzzy on your cell this morning, Tom. I got most of that. The bottom line is we really don't know, do we?
You really don't. You really don't. I mean, you do your very best to analyze the different situations. It seems as though the Democrats will have an advantage, that they will slightly take the House, and the Republicans will increase their majority in the Senate.
I just don't believe it. I'm sorry. I can't imagine the country giving the gavel back to Nancy Pelosi based on everything. I'm not feeling it. I don't see it. I don't care what the poll says. I'm watching these Donald Trump rallies, and I'm going, there's just still that energy out there from 16.
There is. I mean, there's energy. I mean, the Kavanaugh situation certainly did not work in the Democrats' favor. You have a human, train is coming through Mexico right now. There's the transgender issue. The Republican base is certainly getting fired up, as is the Democrat base. It's going to be interesting for certain.
I also think that, you know, the left is driving the agenda for the Democrats. I think there's a lot of Democrats out there that may be a little more toward the middle that are afraid to say anything right now, because you better not, you might get shouted down by your own people. So you've got some dynamics in here. They say, well, it's midterms and the party in power traditionally. It's not traditional, Tom. Nothing's the same anymore.
Nothing is the same anymore, and you're absolutely right. People want to be nice. People don't want to be in a socially awkward situation. So someone may be pretty thrilled about the economy. Things are going well. They're pretty excited. But is it politically correct to say you like Trump?
No.
And that is the part
right.
That the pollsters are having a hard time with, is at the end of the day, the election is going to tell. But I tend to think that you are correct. I think that it is skewed. I think that things are more Republican than people think that they're going to be.
Is anybody watching these rallies? Did you see the one last night in Houston? I mean, 100,000 people RSVP'd. People were standing in line 2 days to get into a Trump rally. Please explain that.
Well, it's the same thing in 2016. I mean, we're from Ohio, and everyone was saying Ohio was going to go Democrat. And I have a lot of business in the rural parts of Ohio. And, you know, you drive 20 minutes away from a Whole Foods store in any urban area, and it's Trump everywhere. I mean, people are taking the time to, you know, paint Trump on the side of barns, for Pete's sake. There really is that sentiment out there. And I think sometimes the pollsters, they look out their office windows, and they put their finger up and assess things. But they need to get out where the people are.
Tom Speaks is a political strategist. He's in Hudson, Ohio. What's that near?
We are just probably about 30 minutes south of Cleveland.
Okay. All right. Okay, finally, gut feeling. You've been in this game a while. Tell me again, you say Senate gets more red, House goes Democratic barely.
That is my belly. I mean, it would be, with looking at all the different races, it would be astounding if the Republicans could hold. Once again, historical precedent, and you said this a moment ago, historical precedent demonstrates that the vast majority of the time, if you have a president in power in a particular party, and the House is also of that same party, the vast majority of the time, the House switches in the first midterm. So, if historical precedent, just if you take that, that demonstrates that the Democrats should take it. But, as you said a moment ago also, the game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm making a point of, if the Republicans can hold, it is an enormous statement as to the sentiment of this country.
And I think you're right. Brett Kavanaugh charged everybody up, and this massive caravan moving toward our border, most sensible Americans believe there has to be a process for immigration. Why isn't Congress getting together with some emergency, no more catch and release law? why not have some sort of something? The point is, Tom, if we allow this caravan through, the next caravan is going to be 1.2 million people.
And that's just it. That's where I've had discussions with many, many voters about this, and it's a common sense issue. It's just, you could be the most humanitarian person out there, but the logic is, how can you allow this to happen? There must be a process. There must be some legality around this, or it makes no sense. And the average person gets that, and that will absolutely be a Republican benefit.
Tom Speaks, how do people find the Impact Group?
Probably the best way is the web, igpr.com.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
The Impact Group, Tom Speaks is his name, ESPN 93.5. Quarter after 7. It's Tuesday, October 23rd. All right, let's check your sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
Well, the World Series is set. It'll be the best of 7, and we've got Game 1 tonight starting at 7:09, starting temperature around 50. Dropping into the 40s as the game progresses in Boston for the L.A. Dodgers, on the cool side for them. But that's what we get on October 23rd in Boston. NFL action had Atlanta over the Giants 23-20 yesterday. Matt Ryan helped with his 379 yards. Have Illinois and Maryland a 2:30 kickoff, so we're getting ready to head to Maryland. I know Jordan Poulter, our Illinois volleyball player, got co-Big Ten Setter of the Week, and we bumped up from number 7 to number 6. We'll get ready for Maryland tomorrow. It'll be Halloween at Haunted Huff Hall. So this will be interesting as they celebrate really a week early, but that's when they're in town to do that. The Dallas Mavericks over the Bulls 115-109 yesterday. Minnesota's Timberwolves over the Pacers 101-91 yesterday. I'm looking forward to visiting with Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball. He's got a great recruiting class. It's in the top 25, I think, ranked by D1Baseball.com as number 22.
Yeah.
And, of course, his wife Gina is judge for Dancing with the Stars. So we're looking forward to talking about the event on Friday to support the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, too.
It'll be a big, big night. We're looking forward to being there.
We have Winnipeg over the St. Louis Blues 5-4 yesterday. Blackhawks will host Anaheim tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, ESPN 93.5 on this Tuesday. It means we call Dr. Todd Likens. I think they have 22 puppies. We'll have a Dalmatian plantation.
Mm-hmm.
22 puppies at their house. That's called busy.
Yeah.
That's called not sleeping a lot.
So it's 3 mamas?
You know, I think it's 4.
Okay.
4 mamas, 22 puppies, the English cream, the white goldens.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing doggies, but they just hand raise them so they have 24/7 care.
That's right.
And that's why when you receive these puppies, if you can get in line to get one, they're ridiculous. They're just so unbelievable. They're the best dog I've ever been around from the standpoint of personality. And anyway, Dr. Todd's coming up. You have a dog or cat question, 359-2255. What's the best age to retire? Well, Busey can help with that. Over the past couple of years, the average retirement age has been 63.
Hmm.
And professionals at Busey Wealth Management can help you plan the right time for you. Deciding when to retire depends on your lifestyle preferences, changes in circumstances, health considerations, financial readiness. Busey Wealth Management can help determine your optimal strategy. They'll review a variety of variables, how much you've saved, how much you plan to spend, your life expectancy. Their experts understand no two situations are alike. You can also utilize your retirement calculators there at Busey.com. If you've not kind of looked around Busey.com, there's a lot on there. How long your retirement savings will last, how much can you spend each month in retirement. The experts at Busey Wealth Management can help identify your objectives, design a game plan to achieve your goals, and implement a plan that fits your needs. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today for solutions for your lifetime. Say hey to Kurt Anderson if you see him around. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. All right, 719. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Plenty of sunshine, 56-hour high, 32-hour low. More clear conditions tomorrow with a high 54, low 34. More clouds coming our way on Thursday with a high 51, low 39. 52 with a 30% chance of showers coming into Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 39. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. All right. Illinois baseball coach Dan Hartlib coming up in a moment. The mega lottery, whatever it's called.
Mega Millions.
Mega Millions is $1.6 billion. A little on that. We have broken down the numbers as to exactly what you'll receive.
Okay.
When you win. Actually, when I win. 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is looking over corporate earnings this morning. Caterpillar's sales and earnings improved, and its numbers were stronger than expected. Verizon is also reporting a stronger than expected quarter. Harley-Davidson is reporting improved business compared with a year ago. Though in the U.S., sales declined more than 13% from a year ago, its international sales rose more than 2.5%. Home builder PulteGroup is reporting earnings up more than 60%. Its quarter top forecasts. Pulte says home building sales rose 25% in the quarter. Saudi Arabia is expected to sign deals worth $50 billion at its investment conference today, despite a boycott by some Western politicians, bankers, and company executives. The Dow dropped 126 yesterday, NASDAQ up 19, S&P lost 11. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
All right, so the Mega Millions is $1.6 billion to match five numbers and a Powerball. I was a big winner last time with a Powerball match worth two whole dollars, so pretty
excellent.
Fun. Kind of building on that.
You got your money back.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about
mm-hmm.
it. Anyway, if you win 1.6, the dilemma here as to what would you do? Would you take the annuity? And in Illinois, following your federal tax contribution and everything else, looks like you're going to get clear after all your taxes, after the lump sum. It looks like you're going to be able to have $3 million a month clear. I don't think that's enough. Get your staff. Oh, good news. I did communicate. Sheriff Dan Walsh, will be retired 2 weeks from today, is on board to be on my security detail.
Okay.
Because I've determined you're probably going to need security with that kind of money. Illinois baseball coach Dan Hartlib, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, but you're not going to win. I've already got the big ticket.
There you go.
Listen, Dan, I've known you for a while. I like you a lot. I am so rooting for you to get second. I just hope you get second, my friend. You know, I would probably take five numbers in the million. That'd be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I would too.
Yeah. Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach.
And we could invest it into some new baseball facilities.
Oh, let me just say this. On record, if I win, you and I are having a lunch about your new stadium.
There you go.
So.
All right. I'll make sure that I even buy that lunch.
I was going to say, it's going to be a little awkward because I'll have an entourage and I'll have so much money, but I will let you buy lunch if I'm buying a stadium. So, Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach. Okay, item one, the World Series, Dodgers and Boston. How do you beat Boston?
Boy, Boston's really good. I think the difference in the series is going to be their starting pitching. You know, you have Kershaw that can beat anybody at any time, but if you look at the depth of those starters from Boston, it's impressive. So my pick's Boston.
How high can Mookie Betts jump? I mean, was his waist at the top of the yellow part when he was catching Jose Altuve's, or was going to catch Jose Altuve? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I didn't realize he was that athletic.
Yeah, obviously he's one of the best athletes and best players in baseball right now. You know, he's a special player. You look on both sides. I mean, there's a reason they're there. They both have very good pitching. They both have great athletes. I'm not a big Puig fan, but if you look at his ability and talents, I mean, he's a special player as well.
You had a good recruiting class, eh?
We did. You know, you look on paper and And, you know, we've got a lot of recognition for that class. But when you see them on the field, they're going to be really special. They're good people. They're very, very good athletes. We have a lot of good arms. Adam Crist has done a great job recruiting for us. Drew Dixon's done a great job recruiting for us. You know, we've got this really good freshman class in with a couple junior college arms. And then you look at what we have coming in the next few years or what we have committed at this point. We've got a chance to really have some special teams.
Well, we're excited. You've really built a great program here. We made a bit of a run a few years ago. People got it kind of excited about that. That's pretty special. It is, you know, your deal is so different, Dan, because if your guy's too good, he's going pro. And then he has to, oh, by the way, go to school. And then, oh, by the way, he can't be that good to go pro. I mean, it's kind of in the middle there with the kind of work you have to do on this recruiting.
Well, it is difficult, but our guys have been able to do a great job of finding really good athletes that come in, they work very hard, and they develop, and they've become very good draft picks. If we don't have those types of players, we're not going to win at a high level.
No.
And it doesn't mean you have to have first-rounders, but you have to have some guys that are capable of being junior drafts, and when you have those types of guys, those are when we've had our better team. So it's a double-edged sword. You hate to lose them, but if you're not losing them, you're probably not that good.
Well, and you develop them, too. I mean, they come in, they get better, which is what a good coaching staff does, and you've done that year after year. Okay, why hasn't John Mozeliak called me? I can lobby Bryce Harper. I can fix this. I can make that go.
If you can make all that stuff correct and win the lottery, well, you're going to be very marketable.
Now, there you go.
Cincinnati just hired one of the Bell boys, David, I think, was an assistant for John. What was your? I know you're a Cincinnati guy. What's your take on that hire?
Well, I thought it was interesting, and I don't know him at all. I don't know what his personality is. I mean, obviously, he's got a lot of really good qualities. The only thing I saw that was interesting, if you looked at his minor league managerial stats, they didn't win big, but in many organizations, it's not about winning at lower levels. It's just about purely about development. So that may not be a fair statement. The thing that I do like is he grew up a Cincinnati fan. His dad, his grandfather played there.
Oh, yeah. Was it Buddy Bell? Buddy Bell was his dad, right?
Buddy Bell was his dad. I think Gus Bell was his grandfather. So you've got a guy who grew up in Cincinnati, Cincinnati fan growing up, and you know, I'm sure he has deep roots, and so he'll do a good job. I mean, that organization has a ways to go as far as be competitive, you know, in the Central Division. But I think you need somebody young with energy that's going to be able to really, you know, grow that team, and he may be the right guy. I'm hopeful he is.
Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach. You'll be at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club Dancing with the Stars coming up Friday night. Your wife, Gina, of course, a past winner and current judge. How fun is that night?
Well, it is a great night. It's all because of the MC and the DJ.
There you go.
I mean, that's what makes everything roll.
I'm telling you what, it is phenomenal to have a nonprofit as important as the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club get $200,000 to $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's stunning.
It is. It's unbelievable, you know, what this community does and how they support the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. You know, Sam Banks has done an unbelievable job moving that program and that not-for-profit forward. They've got a great board of directors. You know, a lot of people were involved kind of getting the Don Moyers Boys and Girls Club heading back in the right direction. And it's truly one of the, you know, great not-for-profits in Illinois. I mean, it's become, you know, that event's become one of the top events, I think, in the state. It's truly a wonderful evening, and it's a great cause. It really helps our community, and hopefully we get more and more support for that club.
Well, what people don't know is you taught Gina how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't think anybody knows, because you look so stoic in the dugout, and you're this manager. And no, Dan can go, man. He can go.
That's right.
He can go. You saw the Napoleon Dynamite. You dance like that. I mean, you go, man. That's exactly who you are. Yeah.
The true story is they kept asking me, and I told them there was absolutely no way that I was going to do it, but my wife would look really good up there. And so that's the way it unfolded, and she won't let me forget the fact that she bit the bullet for me.
Oh,
there
my gosh.
You go.
So funny. You know, it was an outstanding night when she won.
Yeah.
She was
just a few years back.
Outstanding.
And with her as judge, I'm looking forward to her comments. I know that we're looking forward to Miss Illinois doing a dance coming into the event. Dan, Stevie's daughter, Grace, is going to dance.
I knew that, and that should be a great start to the evening. And I'm just wondering why Stevie's not out there dancing.
Well,
I mean, if I'm just thrown under the bus with him, he should be out there also.
Yeah, there's talk about no way.
When they first came up with this idea, and we thought about, you know, maybe you and I doing the Macarena. Yeah. I mean,
this will be really, really fun, and I have zero interest in being. I'm very happy where I am, and I can't wait to see Grace dance.
It takes a lot of hours.
Grace will be performing what she performed in Atlantic City, Miss America, and I'm excited for the community to see that. Dan Hartlib, you're the man. I'm a big fan. Illinois baseball coach, you got it going on. You got a great program. Excited about your new stadium. Want to match your numbers tonight, buddy.
Okay, that sounds good. You know, we're having lunch tomorrow then. Just put that on your calendar.
You have to check with my entourage. I don't know.
We'll see. What I'm counting on is by that time you won't have the entourage put together, so you'll still just be, you know, regular Stevie J.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, I'll have my people fax your Range Rover.
That sounds good.
I'll see you Friday night.
I look forward to lunch tomorrow, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach, one of the really good guys. ESPN 93.5 local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Part of Green Street is closed today. The westbound lane of Green Street will be closed for construction between Prospect Avenue and Pine Street, and only eastbound traffic will be allowed in the area. New data from the organization Child Care Aware of America shows child care costs have hit a new high. Parents across the country spent $9,000 to $9,600 a year for one child's daycare last year, up about 7.5% on the year. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has recommended that child care costs should account for no more than 7% of family income. A married couple making the national median income of close to $88,000 a year will have to spend 10.6% of their money on child care, up from 10.2% the year before. For a single parent, child care costs can take up to 37% of a single parent's household income. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Oh, I wonder.
I got a
Brad
call
and Betsy about that.
Because I'm looking at a portable little
sanitize your own
stool. You're going to the potty at the Super 8 or wherever you're going, and you go, gas stations, and it has this, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Electrostatic stuff? Anyway, CMI has the electrostatic sprayers to help you with flu season. You can spray it all over your radio console or maybe your gym or your office. And it's amazing how it spreads and how it works. I've actually used it. And you could just... That's kind of the sound it makes. 359-6262, but call Betsy and Brad Parks today. CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com. Here is your weather.
Sunshine, it's a nice morning. Today's high 56, down to around the freezing point tonight, up to 54 tomorrow, down to 34 in the evening. Thursday's high at 51, partly sunny to start. More clouds in the evening. There's a 30% chance of showers now on Friday and Saturday's forecast with a high around 52. We're currently at 40 on ESPN 93.5.
Stevie J dancing. We're definitely excited about Grace. Grace loves driving her white CRV Honda from Honda BMW, the provider of Miss Illinois' vehicle this year. You can go, she drove a Civic, and then she put a signed picture that Civic sold in like 2 days.
Is that right?
They wanted Miss Illinois' car.
Nice.
By the way, the Civic is fantastic.
Right, exactly.
But it was, we're about ready to exchange vehicles. She loves the CRV, though. CRV sits a little higher. If you want to go see a CRV, they've got quite a few on the lot right now over at Honda BMW. You can drive champagne.com is the website. Say hey to Ben Quattrone and say Stevie J has been raving about your dealership. The fact that they have great vehicles, a lot of dealerships have great vehicles. Honda is certainly a great vehicle. Whatever you pick, the Odyssey, the Pilot, whatever it is. But what goes into that great vehicle is an award-winning dealership. I just can't emphasize that enough. That's just not easy to do, and I don't know if we have any other, you know, top 10 dealerships in the country in any maker model. So that's what they are. So go see what that looks like. It's off Neil at Burwash. They have the BMW side where you can, if you have occasion, to eat spaghetti on the Beamer floor. They have the after hours at Chamber. I'm sure anybody dropped their food at that could have easily crisscrossed applesauce off that white floor. It's so clean. DriveChampagne.com. DriveChampagne.com. Okay, we've talked about online bullying before. It is something that's out there. You may not feel it. Maybe your kids do. Teens and young adults say cyberbullying is a serious problem for people their age, but most don't think they'll be the ones targeted for digital abuse. About half of both young people and their parents view social media as having a mostly negative effect on the younger generation. Roughly three-quarters of 15 to 26-year-olds say that online bullying and abuse is a serious problem for their peers. 7% of young people say they already have been a victim of cyberbullying. Young women, 11% more likely. Harry Harrison is a parenting expert. Harry, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Stevie. How you doing?
I'm fine. We've touched on this subject before. The question is, what do we do about it?
Well, you and I have spoken before. You know, so first off, as you know, I'm a big believer in not giving a smartphone anybody under 15 for kind of reasons like this.
No, I'm,
but let's
I'm
say
not
your
mad.
Teenager is having. Well, first off, how do you spot cyberbullying? And it's the same way you would spot bullying. Your kid becomes very withdrawn, doesn't want to go to school, upset stomach, grades start slipping, and it's time to ask as a parent, what's going on in your life?
Yeah.
But see, the thing I really stress to parents is don't wait until an emergency like this to start a dialogue with your kids about social media.
Mm-hmm.
When you hand your teenager or your child a phone, this is when you need to have a discussion. Here's things that can happen. Here's what you do. Here's what you don't do. You always come to me if it's something like this is going on in your life. You need to have that discussion when you hand them a phone. If you wait until 3 years later when there's a problem, you know, you're already behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really important your kids stay in communication with you and they feel safe enough to have communication with you. So if cyberbullying is something that's creeping up, they need to be able to come to you and tell you, then there's some steps you can take. You know, you can withdraw from social media for a while. Just simply get off of it. You can take screenshots of the offending messages and save them. You may need them for legal reasons. You may need them for other reasons. You can call the school principal or counselor, because I'm telling you, this is a big deal in schools now.
Yeah.
And you bring the principal into it. In fact, I prefer going to the principal than going to the other kids' parents, because going to the kids' parents make it personal. Going to the principal makes it official.
Mm-hmm.
And they will handle it. I mean, my wife is a teacher here in Dallas, and she says this is all their principals do, is handle social media problems. Believe it or not, it's like 70% of their time.
That's just crazy. I think there might be technology that maybe this is, it gets so crazy. Maybe there's just a mirror kind of a thing, capability for whoever pays for the phone has the mirroring capabilities to see everything the child does with the phone, where you can turn it on and off and see where they go, see what they say.
I think that as a parent, you have that right to pick that phone up any time and see what's on it and see who's been calling and see what's been texting. You know, as a parent, you should caution your child never, ever send any pictures of you in various stages of undress. Don't do that. Never do that. And parents are kind of scared to have this conversation with the kids. You need to let them know upfront when you put that phone in their hand, this is what you don't do. You don't send too personal pictures. You don't reveal personal information.
You
hand out your password.
You just don't give them a smartphone. I mean, that's how you do that.
I totally support that.
I'm all for phones. I'm all for connecting,
right.
Texting. The smartphone, I see zero reason why they should not have to wait till 16, 17, 18 to have that thing. Because if schools deal 70% of their time with issues And maybe if the parent, if the child knew that everything they did, everything they received, everything they looked at was on my screen, might change behavior.
I completely agree. I completely agree. Smartphones don't need to be in the hands of anybody under 15.
Harry,
minimum.
What do you do if you're raising a bully? If your kid is defiant, if he intimidates the siblings, if he's aggressive with teachers, adults, other people around him, how do you tamper that down?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. This is, again, a parent earns their big money for being a parent. But this situation is that you have to talk to your child. Find out, first off, what's going on. What's going on with your son or daughter? What is making them so angry? What is making them so hostile? Now, you may have to bring a counselor into it. It could well be that they're being bullied. It could, in fact, I can just say categorically, most bullies have been bullied.
Yeah. And then find out
what's going on in their life.
Maybe a parent needs to look in the mirror, too, because the parent might be the bully.
The temperature you set at your house, are you always stressed out and mad and angry and shouting, or are you live in a peaceful, maybe strive to create a peaceful home, a loving home, a kind home? You know, kids are always watching us. They're getting messages from us. And this is what it's like to be an adult. It's okay to scream. Or, no, it's not okay to scream. It's okay to be kind and good and loving. And you create that kind of atmosphere in your house, it's going to be very difficult for a bully to emerge from that.
I tell you what, I am blessed with an amazing family and wonderful children. And if there's anything I would say is every minute of my life, I think about every action I take and say, would I want my kids to do this? If the answer is yes, then I'm good. No matter what, in the dark, alone, by my... Do I want my kids? Because kids are going to do whatever you do. You don't think they know? Children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression. They get everything. And it just, you've got to be that example. And the pressure's on 24/7. 24/7 the pressure's on.
That's absolutely true. When we had kids, I removed all alcohol from our house. There wasn't a problem. I just didn't drink. Because I didn't want them to say, well, I'm just doing what you did.
Yeah. You knew they were going to watch.
No smoking, no drinking.
They're going to see everything. So if you're okay with whatever you do them doing, and they're going to know about it, you don't think they'll know about it, don't worry. That's just one of the pressures. And sometimes you're stressed and you have a bad boss and a bad job and your life's, it's hard, man. It is really, really hard. Harry, how do people find a parenting expert like you?
You go to fearlessparenting.com.
Fearlessparenting.com. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
What do you think? 359-2255. You can text in 359-2255. I am adamantly against smartphones. Of course, now that my kids are older than that. I'm adamantly against smartphones under the age you can drive. Let's just say 16. If you're responsible enough to handle a wheel, you're responsible enough to handle social media, I guess. Even though it's going to be bad when you're 22 in some circles. So, it's just something to manage, and it's hard, and we never had that growing up, man. This is a new phenomenon. We have no idea the pressure. Remember how stressed we got when there was a zit on a face. It was the show.
It's true.
You had to deal with it. There were all kinds of strategies. What do you do with it?
Right.
And now you're talking about given the power of the digital world, it's exponentially exploded. With the pressures and the stuff that's out there. The naked pictures from the 14-year-old to her boyfriend because the boyfriend's pressuring her. Pressure's always been there. It's just never been digital.
Exactly.
Yikes. Okay, quarter till. We want to check quick sports coming up. Ask the vet, Dr. Todd Likens, in a moment. Do you have any questions on your doggy or cat? 359-2255. Back with sports in a moment.
EDU.
All right, check your sports headlines. ESPN 93.5, 748.
The World Series begins tonight in Boston. Game time temperature right around 50. 7:09 start against the L.A. Dodgers in this best-of-seven series. NFL action last night with Matt Ryan helping the Atlanta Falcons to a 23-20 win with his 379 yards. The Colts Adam Vinatieri has a groin injury, evidently a MRI on that right leg. He's 45, but 5 points away from being the all-time leading scorer. It was trending with the Indianapolis Colts about him missing a couple this past weekend for the first time in his career. To miss two in a game. Illinois at Maryland, 2:30 start. Dallas over the Bulls yesterday. Minnesota beat the Pacers. And we had Winnipeg over the St. Louis Blues. The Blackhawks will host Anaheim tonight. At Sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
Yippee, we're going to talk Pets next.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short sleeve and long sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft & Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders, and top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft & Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
In the 1800s, the Marin family fled Ireland and settled near Danville. Laboring in fields, they saved enough to buy wasteland and worked to shape it into prosperous farmland.
I'm Mike Marin. My ancestors believed in the promise of Illinois. I do too. I know we can work together to fix our problems with budgets, taxes, and school funding. We can grow our business, strengthen agriculture, and bring people back to Illinois.
It can be done. Believe in Mike Marin as your state representative of the 104th District. Paid for by citizens to elect Mike Marin.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Do you know how old your water heater is? Most water heaters only last about 10 years, and 70% of all water heaters get replaced in an emergency. That's not exactly convenient. What is convenient is that the Home Depot has the most advanced Rheem water heaters with the latest technology. If yours is about 10 years old, it's time for an upgrade, and time to get a Rheem water heater, peace of mind included. Now that's convenient. Only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
All right, here's your weather, Diane Ducey.
That's my cue. Plenty of sunshine today with a high 56 expected, right around the freezing point for our low this evening. 54 the high tomorrow, down to 34 in the evening Wednesday night. Thursday's high at 51. More clouds on Thursday night with a low 39. Now there's a chance of showers in the forecast for Friday and Saturday, up to around 52, down to around 38. We're currently at 41. ESPN 93.5.
If you'd like to win Illini season basketball tickets, you can go to the U of I Meat sales room today from 3:30 to 5:30, a two-hour window. Your odds are going to be ridiculously good because we're only doing these little broadcast windows. So if you're season Illinois basketball tickets, 3:30 to 5:30, U of I Meat sales room off of Florida at Maryland,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In Urbana today, 3:30 to 5:30. You gotta go. Gotta do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is always a pleasure to talk pets. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, veterinarian extraordinaire, Madison Kirby, also by the police station in Mahomet, where they also breed snow angels, a.k.a. English cream, a.k.a. white goldens. Any sleep in your life, Todd?
What sleep? Who needs it?
All right. How many puppies? Are we at 22?
We're at 22 and done, finally.
Wow.
So, Mother Nature was been kind of weird to us this year with no puppies until now, and now all of a sudden we're overflowing.
What's the first wave? How many weeks is the first wave?
I think most everybody will be adopted out around the 1st of December.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of training to do.
December,
yes.
All right. And again, you don't have to go through your pets make a bad gift spiel, right?
No, we have our screening process down really well. So we're looking for a very specific type of owner that fits the lifestyle we've kind of building these puppies for.
I mean, it's amazing. And your success rate, do you ever go back and kind of, how have we done? I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, how careful you folks are?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, it's so hard to, you know, to get it right. So we're always trying little tweaks of the system to make sure we can see if we can do better. So, and we're doing a lot more post-education after the puppies go out to the new owners now than what we used to do.
Yeah.
Because the training, you know, we're set up to train through 8 weeks, and then 8 weeks on, it's a different type of training. Now it's one-on-one training. So we help the owners a lot more than what we used to.
It's why the dogs have eye contact with you 24/7. It's a remarkable dog you produce. It's amazing.
Everybody except Bear, as you know.
Bear?
Yeah, you know, Bear doesn't listen to me.
I don't.
He runs the show around here, so he thinks.
Bruce or Bear? I don't know Bear.
Bruce the Bear. His snow angel name is Snow Bear.
I gotcha. Okay, because I just know him as Bruce.
Yeah, that was his name when he was in Germany.
Yeah, Bruce is Dino from the Flintstones on steroids. That's what Bruce is.
There you go.
That's who he is. Okay, cats. Boy, I tell you, cats have razor sharp teeth. I sure wouldn't want to try and give them a syringe or get in that mouth.
Yeah, so that's something we have options for. I mean, you know, a lot of problems in the reports talk about people don't get medications we give. So with the newer stuff coming out, some of the stuff is great. I mean, I now have an antibiotic shot that'll last 10 days.
Oh.
You don't have to do a thing.
Nice.
We got medications now that you put on the inside of the ear and they go through the skin. And so therefore you're not going near those sharp teeth. So I've got pills that are liver flavored. They can crumble up in the food so they don't notice it. So there's a lot of, you know, if you have problem medicating your cat, just let us know, and there's ways we can get around that.
Yeah, because you have probably the war marks on your fingers about all that.
I have a few war marks,
I'll bet you do. All right, anything else? I mean, it's coming up on winter. Any tips for dogs and cats for winter?
Well, we're still in peak allergy season right now. Make sure you keep your flea product going. I know it's been a little cooler, but any allergy is complicated by fleas.
Mm.
And the farmers, you know, with the harvesting are putting lots of moles and other things that are settling, the dust is settling in your yards, and it's making your dogs react. So keep your allergy stuff going. Once we get to the first freeze, things will settle down a lot.
All right, my friend. Happy sleeping on occasion with all the puppies. How do people find Dr. Todd Likens?
Hey, we're at 355-PETS or 586-PETS, or you can text us at PetProVet. Email us at PetProVet at Gmail.
Poor guy hasn't slept. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, talk to us.
So many ways to get a hold of me.
Thank you, buddy. Talk
all
to
right, see you guys.
Phone ringing off the ESPN 93.5, Dr. Todd Likens at the Pet Pro. With all kinds of veterinary tips once a week on Tuesdays.
And typically we say our phone number more than we have this morning. It's 359-2255.
Yeah, if you want to text in about anything we talked about, love to hear from you. 359-2255, 359-2255. Check your news. Be right back. Whole another hour to go. ESPN 93.5. It's coming up on 757.